Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. This next segment is something that I believe everyone can get something out of, because as you know, we talk about on this show all the time, the importance of not only embracing the gift that we are as individuals, but also being able to encourage and inspire others along the way. Our next guest is Tamika Sitchin-Spruce. She's the producer of a groundbreaking documentary called Redefining Beauty that really, I think, helps not only individuals, but especially women, to see not only about the gifts that they have, but also what they can contribute to the world and also what they should realize about themselves as individuals. We're going to talk to Tamika not only about what it was like for her to work on this project, but what she hopes you are able to take away from it and how you can be a part of making sure it's a success as well. Tamika, hello to you and welcome to Conversations Live.
Yes, hello.
Well, thank you so much for the time today, Tamika. I really appreciate you talking to us about this. You know, when I first got the email about Redefining Beauty, I knew it was something that I wanted to talk about on this show, because we do talk about on this show all the time about the importance of, you know, embracing the greatness that we have and being able to see ourselves as gifts. What has it been like for you to be a part of this documentary, Tamika, and to be able to share that message?
It's been a great process. Doing this documentary and producing it, because it just really gave me an insight on what some of the issues that young women face today and how important it is to, you know, tell their stories and to inspire them, to let them know that they can overcome their challenges just as much as the girls in the documentary who are trying to overcome them as well.
Exactly, exactly. I think that is the thing. Now, you have yourself, Tamika, been an inspiration to people as to what's possible in their lives. What has it been like for you? I mean, realizing, you know, what you've been able to achieve. What has it been like for you now to be able to shine a spotlight on these four young women, but also on women around the world that, you know, have great qualities that just need to be cultivated?
Well, it's been, like, great for me because I'm African American and female, of course, and then also I have a physical disability, which I use a wheelchair to get around. So growing up, it was a challenge for me, especially in my teenage years, dealing with my peers at times, and it was difficult for me for relationships with boys and things. So I really suffered for quite a while, low self-esteem, and didn't feel too well about myself and things of that nature, had body image issues. And so I really had to learn to overcome them. And so just to do something that could help young women similar to myself, who may not just, you know, may not just have a disability, but they may have other challenges that they face, just to give something, create something that can give young women hope, I think that was the greatest accomplishment for me.
Exactly. And as you said, Tamika, there are so many different challenges out there that men and women are going through. But, you know, women, I'm glad that you are talking about this, about, especially with women, because it does seem as our society, or, you know, we unfortunately are the hardest on women, you know, trying to tell them what they should look like, you know, what they should be doing in their lives, what they should be doing, you know, with their bodies. And I think, you know, it's great to be able to have a project that celebrates them as individuals and celebrates their ability to make informed decisions for themselves. Now, this documentary that you're a part of, that you're the producer of, Redefining Beauty, is something that you are allowing people to be a part of. You're using one of the crowdfunding sites, Indiegogo.com, a very respected site. You know, the thing that really struck me about yourself, and also I think, you know, about others that are part of this, including Eileen Hayes, which is the producer and director as well with you, you know, is that you guys are able to kind of speak directly to us, Tamika, about this project and what we can do. What has it been like for you to use a site like Indiegogo to be able to get the word out and also to get what you need to be able to make sure that this film reaches the audience that you want?
Well, Indiegogo is a great platform to use because it is a credible site. Many well-known people, famous people, have used Indiegogo and other sites like Kickstarter. But the great thing about Indiegogo is that you can keep all of the money, even if you don't raise the amount that you initially wanted to. Besides, you know, compared to Kickstarter, it's all for nothing. But with Indiegogo, like I said before, you can keep all the monies. But one thing I have learned with doing Indiegogo campaign is that you have to, you know, set the groundwork, contact people offline who may help with your project and getting the word out. So crowdsourcing is a great format, definitely, that you can reach people, but also you have to make sure you do the groundwork and contact the necessary people to contribute to make it happen.
Right, exactly. I think that is a great thing. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm excited today to be able to speak with the producer of Redefining Beauty. Her name is Tamika Sitchin-Spruce. She's making her first appearance on our program today, talking with us not only about the inspiration behind Redefining Beauty, but how she herself has been able to be an example for others as to what's possible in this life, as well as, of course, to inspire other people to reach toward their own greatness. Now, as I said earlier, you're able to share these four young women's stories. What was it like for them to be a part of this? I can imagine it was exciting for one to be able, of course, to be a part of this, this Tamika. But what was it like for them to know that their stories were going to help others?
I believe they really loved the idea and of sharing their stories of how, you know, what they're going through. One particular person really affected them tremendously throughout the process that we wasn't really expecting. So it really, she had a great breakthrough. I know the another person as well, towards the end, had her breakthrough. And so I think it was a really good process for them personally to figure out, you know, what they're struggling with and finding ways to cope and deal with it. But like I said, also to serve as inspiration to young women like themselves.
Exactly. I think that is the thing. You know, to know that your own personal story can make a difference in the lives of someone else is such a humbling thing, I can imagine. Now, you know, one of the ways, and you bring up a really good point, and I'm glad you said that, Tamika, and that is that even though, you know, Indiegogo is great, you know, using that site is great, it really is about reaching outside of that, reaching offline, being able to unplug and to meet people. As you have been able to meet people, is that one of the things that has kept you inspired about, you know, Redefine Beauty, you know, being able to see the way that people are excited about what you're doing?
Yes, most definitely. Had a couple opportunities. And, actually, last week I had a meeting with a potential community partner. So what we're doing also is contacting nonprofits to help further their organization to reach young women as well, so like the young women that's in their programs. And so what we hope to do is to turn the documentary into a curriculum as well, so that like nonprofits and schools and like parents and teens can utilize that so they can help themselves in that process, just like the girls in the documentary. So I think that was a pretty good thing that we really excited about doing.
Yeah. I think you're also showing people, Tamika, what's possible. I mean, it really does show by a documentary like Redefining Beauty, by someone like yourself, that you know what, if you see a need, if you see that there's a need for something, that there's nothing that stops you from helping to bring, you know, bring that need, you know, to a reality. Do you think that that's what your own example and what those working with Redefining Beauty are showing people, that, you know what, if you see a need, for you guys it's an empowerment of young women, but for others it may be something else. Do you think your example shows them that whatever that need is they see, that they can do their part to fulfill it?
Oh, yes, most definitely, especially when people know that we've been working on this. I got the idea about two years ago. So it's been a long journey, you know, from idea to, you know, get into production to getting it out there in distribution so that your audience can see it. So I definitely would tell anybody, if you have a passion for something or an idea, definitely follow through with it, no matter how hard it may be or you may want to give up or things of that nature, because film is one of the hardest things that, you know, industry that you can do. So it takes a while, it takes a couple of years in order or to bring things into fruition. But like I said, if you have a passion and a drive for it, then just definitely go after it, because your fruits will bear.
There you go. And you're hearing from someone who knows that firsthand. Again, everyone, I'm speaking to Tamika Sitchin Spruce today. She's a producer of Redefining Beauty, a documentary that, with your help, will be able to not only to inspire others literally around the world, but also into the classrooms to show them what's possible for them, especially for young women, about what they can accomplish by sharing the story of these four empowering young girls. So, Tamika, how can our listeners stay connected with you, as well as, of course, be a part of bringing this documentary to fruition?
Yes, they could go to www.redefiningbeautydocumentary.com, and they can see all the information that I just mentioned, and also if they would like to donate, because we definitely need donations to help finish this documentary, there's a donating page just for the documentary.
All right. So make sure you guys, again, go to www.redefiningbeautydocumentary.com, and that will be able to take you guys to all the information about the documentary there, and, of course, to see how you can be a part of this program. And again, the important thing is to help spread the word. That's what we're going to try to do here at Conversations, to help get the word out. The actual campaign for Indiegogo will be continuing on, I think, until December. Is that right?
Yes, December 5th.
Okay, so to December 5th. So we have a month that we can really push. We have one more week in October, but also the whole month of December. We really need to help them to be able to reach their goal of $7,000 to be able to do what they need to do with this film, to get it into the hands and to the places that it can do the most good. Tamika, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to sharing updates with our listeners.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Again, everyone, I've been speaking today with Tamika Sitchin Spruce. She's a producer of Redefining Beauty, the documentary. Again, go to the website at www.redefiningbeautydocumentary.com. That's www.redefiningbeautydocumentary.com. I'll be writing an article for Examiner.com on Thursday, where we'll be actually sharing this conversation with our readers, as well as, of course, the video that Tamika and also the other producer on the project made to be able to share the Indiegogo campaign. We really want to do this because I think it's such an important thing that they're doing, and anything that we can do to help, including making our own donation next month, we're more than happy to be able to do that. Now, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast of this just about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.